we are living on a planet with a lot of activities with reference to the living environment done by faith and guess alone. Our lives depend upon these creatures. To take an example close to home, there are over 500 species of bacteria now known, friendly bacteria living symbiotically in your mouth and throat, probably necessary to your health for holding off pathogenic bacteria. Well, at this point, I think we have a little impressionistic film that was made especially for this occasion, and I'd like to show it. Assisted in this by Billie Holiday.
It's 2:45. There's no one in the place except you and me. So set 'em up, Joe. I've got a little story you all know. We're drinking, my friend, to the end of a brief episode. Make it one for my baby and one more for the road. I got the routine, so drop another nickel in the machine. I'm feeling so bad, I wish you'd make the music dreamy and sad. Could tell you a lie, but you've got to be true to your code. Make it one for my baby.
And that may be just the beginning. The viruses, those quasi-organisms, among which are the prophages, the gene weavers that promote the continued evolution and lives of the bacteria, are a virtually unknown frontier of modern biology, a world unto themselves. What constitutes a viral species is still unresolved, although they're obviously of enormous importance to us. But this much we can say, the variety of genes on the planet in viruses exceeds, or is likely to exceed, that in all of the rest of life combined. Nowadays, in addressing microbial biodiversity, scientists are like explorers in a rowboat launched onto the Pacific Ocean. But that is changing rapidly with the aid of new genomic technology. Already it is possible to sequence the entire genetic code of a bacterium in under 4 hours.